Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, and do you own or rent?
Own.
Now, please tell me, what year was your home built?
1999.
Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
About 16.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1, hurricane, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Well, the answer is yes to basically all of them.
Okay. And do you remember the years and names of the hurricanes?
There was Hurricane Floyd back in 1999. There was Wilma back in 2004 or 2005. I don't remember the other names. There's too many to remember. I try to forget them.
Of course. I completely understand, no worries. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
It's been several different times. The roof once, which was about $25,000. My screen room, which was about $14,000, maybe $12,000. I think that was it.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof?
It was the wind damaging the roof.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding haze, or do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
Well, I mean, I have shutters. I would use my shutters and just fortify the home as we normally do. I have a hurricane garage door as well. And I think that will suffice.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, or your home is already preparing, could be secured within a few hours?
We're already prepared. We're always prepared. Usually since about May, we start getting stuff together, hurricane prepared kit and everything else. So we're always ready. I mean, if we got hit tomorrow, the only thing we would have to do would be to get fuel, and that would be it. We have food always that we keep on hand, batteries, everything. So, as I said, we probably started getting our stuff together in that first, second week of May.
Okay, I understand. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, free media, friends and family, social media
radio
like Twitter.
And, okay, radio and TV.
Okay. Maybe another sources of information like newspapers and family.
Newspaper, definitely. Yes.
Okay. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with a 1 being less prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5, most prepared.
Okay. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare from a hurricane storm? For example, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of insurance?
It's everything that you said.
Okay. me write it down real quick, the information. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Both?
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry, I dropped the phone. What was that? Sorry?
Yes. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Evacuation zone.
Now, what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
Well, I mean, it's the nearest destination. I mean, it depends on where the hurricane... That's a loaded question. I don't know how to even answer that. The nearest evacuation... I mean, when we get evacuated, we leave the house and we go to different... You know, I go to a different state. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. It just depends on where the storm's coming from. But, you know, I would go off to a different state.
I understand.
I don't know if that helps you at all.
Okay. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you probably never evacuate.
Within 36 hours. Again, it depends on the severity of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here a long time. So most of the time, the storms are predicted to be more severe than they actually are, which is good, I guess, because it gets people on their toes.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Friend or family or another state. I don't know if I can give two answers.
Okay. Yes, that's okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Four.
Okay. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
What is the what deductible? Sorry?
Yes, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Well, it depends on what the claim is for. I mean, if it's for a hurricane, it's 4% of the rate of the policy number. So you have to be more specific with the question. I mean, if it's just a regular, you know, I mean, that's just, I can answer that question two different ways. Hurricane, it's like, I think it's 4% or 5% of your policy. So I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's okay. No worries. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Not that confident.
Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Decrease significantly or increase?
Increase significantly. It goes up about $700 every year. It's extremely high, extremely high.
Okay, I understand. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Just
we've had
paying.
We've had to decrease our coverage on our house in order just to, and we're still paying, you know, more money. I mean, my home insurance rate is literally 12 times more expensive it was when I moved in, specifically 12 times. And we've never made a claim ever, not a single time. I mean, actually, that's not true. We made the roof claim. But that was many years ago. The roof claim was in, like, 2004. So Florida has astronomical homeowners, especially for certain areas. Astronomically high. It's the worst part about being in Florida.
I understand. Now, if you could insure your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, less than 60%?
80%.
Okay, now which
and
is
I'm
the
not
following?
And I'm not comfortable with that. I'm sorry, and I'm not comfortable with that. That's only because it's so ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah.
Now, which
sure.
of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Do you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Moving to another county.
Okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I would never consider that. No, never.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Federal.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
3.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Also a 3.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I'll go up pretty high, 4.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
But not enough, but 3.
Okay. And last one, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Also a 3.
Okay. Now, next I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, sea level rise is not happening in Florida. No.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storms. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Okay. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job. You can choose up to 3.
That's a tough one. It's all. Yeah, I could choose up to 3.
Yeah.
The school was certainly super important.
Okay.
God, what were the other choices?
Yes, the neighborhood, crime,
yes.
Price.
Crime and price.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Probably 3 to 5.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
Yeah, it's going to have to be quick. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm 49. I'm 49.
Okay. And what is your gender, just for the record?
It's male.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
5.
Okay. Are under 12 years old?
Yes.
How many?
Under 12, 2.
Okay. And how many people are 65 or older?
0.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your marital status?
I'm married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latina descent?
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself?
I'm white. I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And last one, please tell me, which is the income range for your household? Under 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, over 100,000?
50 to 75.
Okay. These were all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your response, and hope you have a nice day.
Great. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.